This song is all about feeling sexy, right? And that's kind of where we're all at right now. It's B96 with Moog and Carla Mornings. Moog, Carla, Ahmad the Amazing. We've all been, I feel like most of this, I use air quotes, spring, working hard on getting into shape, right?
Yeah.
100%. I mean, you have been really going to the gym every single morning.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I've been on my running grind. I've also lost a bunch of weight. Ahmad, you've been going to the gym.
Mm-hmm. He's got his gym in Uptown, right?
Yeah, the gayest gym in Chicago.
Is it really?
I feel like it is.
I was like, are they known for this? What is it? Is it LA Fitness?
Yeah, LA Fitness.
All right.
There you go.
Though, it sounds like you have a bit of an op.
Yeah.
The call is coming from inside the house.
Inside the house. I believe my boyfriend is trying to keep me from losing weight.
And why do you think that is?
The meals he cooks, he always tries to tempt me with ice cream, and he knows I'm like trying to stay away from it. Telling me like, hey, let's go to the bar. We don't have to drink much. And then he comes back with like two beers. He's plotting against me.
Wait, but why do you think he wants you to not be super fit? Because don't you want to be super fit so that he's also like, dang, look at that papi chulo?
No, he likes a thicker guy.
Oh.
If I look at all of his exes and the guys that he likes on Instagram, he likes a belly. He likes a chunky man.
Oh, he likes something to hold on to.
Exactly.
Okay.
The other night we were laying down and he was like rubbing my belly and stuff and he goes, oh.
For good luck or what?
Yeah.
Basically. He does it like all the time. I'm like,
he rubs your belly?
Yeah. He was like, oh, you're losing weight, but not in like a happy about
that. Oh, like
that.
A disappointed. Oh, yeah. You're losing weight.
So I think he's secretly trying to make me big bone.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Yeah, you know, my wife never rubs my belly like that.
Would you
he
be
does
offended?
That every day.
No, she tickles my belly, and I'm very ticklish.
That's funny.
And so, and she gives me raspberries sometimes. You know what that is, right?
No. Uh-huh.
Where you go like...
Oh, that's how I know you have a baby.
Yeah. No, she did that before the baby.
Oh,
Issa does that
too. Weird thing, yeah.
Yeah.
No one's ever done that to me.
No way.
Nobody's giving you a raspberry?
No.
Well, we're not going to be the first
one. Yeah, that's against HR.
Yeah. This is interesting, though. So your theory is that your boyfriend wants to keep you from getting into the shape that you want to be in.
Exactly. Pride's coming up. Summer's coming up. I want to be shirtless. I want to wear skimpy clothing.
By the way, you can be shirtless with a belly.
I can, but I want to look a certain way.
You want to feel a certain way. It's not so much about looking. It's
I want to feel.
You want to feel a certain way, which is confidence. So
yes.
wherever that takes you, that's how you want to look. Because I think whenever we talk about weight, it's like such a personal thing to people because it's so subjective on what you think looks good, feels good, is healthy, whatever.
Exactly.
Well, and everybody's body is so different. And that's why I don't like, you know, talking like numbers, like saying I weighed this much and that was so much.
Same.
You know what I mean? Because we're all a little bit different. I want to know, so if you're just joining us, Ahmad's boyfriend does not want Ahmad to get into the shape that Ahmad wants to get to. He likes him a little thicker in the midsection.
Yes, exactly.
Have you confronted him about this? Have you said like, yo, like,
you're not helping my goals.
You're sneaking sugar into my system.
No, because I don't want to sound crazy, but I'd call him right now. I bet you he'd say yeah.
I think that you should confront him.
Okay, I'm down.
Because I get feeling like there's no way this is what he's actually doing.
Right.
There's no way he's actually sabotaging my health journey. Here.
Exactly.
But I think he might actually be.
I think so, too.
Based on his preferences. All right, so can we call him coming up next?
Yeah.
Is he awake?
Yeah, he's up. He's up.
Okay. We're going to call Ahmad, the Amazing's amazing boyfriend, and confront him and find out the truth. Is he trying to keep Ahmad from losing weight by sneaking sugar and other things that he doesn't need? We'll find out. Coming up next, it's B96. It's B96, Moog and Carla Morning. So Moog, Carla, Ahmad the Amazing, and we also have Ahmad the Amazing's boyfriend, Issa, on the phone now. Issa, Ahmad has a theory that you are trying to keep him, what's a good word? Pudgy? Hey, husky?
Big bone.
Big bone.
Well fed.
Is it a theory? No.
Oh.
But is it a fact? Absolutely, yes.
I told you.
Okay, so help us understand. So Ahmad is saying that he wants to, you know, get fit. It's summertime shy. He wants to look all sexy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's all nice and stuff, but at the end of the day, I'm not 19 and 20 no more. That six-pack life stuff, it ain't for me. I like them bigger now.
Exactly, but you can have the six-pack.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, there can only be one inside the relationship with a six pack. That's how that goes. Yeah,
no, that's not logic. I don't get that logic. That's insane. And this is why you're like buying 2 pints of ice cream at night and like massaging my belly. Yesterday, he made like buttery chicken and garlic fried rice and all this stuff.
But only enough for one person?
No, I definitely took leftovers today. But still, he's tempting me.
All I can say is anybody can attest that six packs usually come with six different reasons. But have you ever came home from a long day of work and just rubbed a big guy's stomach? It's your serotonin boost.
I have.
I'm going to be honest. I don't think I have.
I know.
But I respect it. So that's interesting. So Issa, you have a six pack. Is that right?
Kinda. I'm more skinny and I just ain't super pudgy like that.
No, he has a six pack.
And
he
then, Ahmad, how would you describe your belly?
Like
lovely.
Thanks. But I would say, like, I'm on my way out of a beer belly. It's not fully beer belly yet, but, you know.
So, beer belly. Skinny fat.
Skinny fat.
Okay.
I like that.
All right.
This is so interesting to hear you guys talk about. I would never, like, refer to, like, anything like that.
Skinny fat?
Yeah.
No, skinny fat.
I think as women, we're so much more gentle about the way we talk about our bodies.
Oh. Yeah.
And understandably so. You know, I look at myself and I go like, okay, chonky. But, you know, been worse.
I like that.
And I'm just chonky. Over here like on our way to a better body.
So, but can you support Ahmad wanting to like just be fit for the summer? And then, you know, when it comes time for cuffing season once again, he'll be, you know, going to round out.
He has my thoughts and prayers for that diet.
Oh, I don't believe that at all.
As we know.
I'm trying really hard. You see, I'm eating all the Greek yogurts. You like the healthy meals I cook? Hang up the phone.
Oh, dang.
All right. Well, you know what, Ahmad? Have the summer you'll have.
Exactly. We'll see. At least I know I'm loved at home.
Yes.
All right.